Scheduled for the next issue of Hinduism Today is a story. I think the young man's name is Muthuswami Devaraj, something like that, from Mauritius. Dr. Rajnathaswamy put it on my desk, and I was reading it this morning. And it's just what the editorial is going to be about. It's very interesting. You know, it helped me think about the editorial. He's talking about how the youth aren't interested in the temple anymore. This is Mauritius, you know, where you're totally surrounded by Hindus. It's not the USA, where youth grow up and there aren't very many Hindus in their neighborhood. You know, it's easy to drift away from the temple when all your friends are non-Hindus and they don't even know anything about Hinduism. But here he is in a Hindu country, surrounded by Hindu friends. He has the same problem. The youth are drifting away from the temple. So he gives lots of reasons. And I was thinking about it, you know, imagining back a few hundred years or even 100 years. In life in India, that the temple was the most fascinating thing around. We have big festivals and dances and all these things, plays. I mean, this is the most interesting activity that was happening all year. A big festival, stories and all, because there wasn't anything else. There's no movies, there's no television, there's no internet, there's no video games, you know, nothing else. Just have all this wonderful music and drama and dance and color happening because of the festivals. So nowadays, there's a lot going on, a lot of competition, and the temple isn't necessarily, to young people, the most interesting thing that happens all year. So it's not automatic that young people will go to the temple when they grow up as adults. It has to be meaningful. And it has to be fun. One of the points he makes in his article is adults make the temple so boring for us. You know? We go because we have to, but boy, it's kind of boring and we don't understand what's going on and really rather stay home and, you know, play with my computer, but I have to go. And why can't it be more interesting? Why can't it be more fun? So it needs to be. You know, we need to make it into something that's fun and that's meaningful, so that children go there and feel benefited. They feel their life is better because they've gone to the temple. They can explain, this is why my life is better, because I go to the temple. This is how it improved my life as a child. You know, this would have happened to me. You know, I would have turned out much worse if I hadn't gone to the temple. You know, that kind of knowledge can be instilled in children and needs to be. But one of the biggest challenges that faces all adults who try and train children in Hinduism is the question, why? Why do we prostrate? Why do we use vibhuti? Why do we do this? Why do we do that? Endless series of whys seems to be what a teacher faces, and the teacher may not know the answers, because culturally, they may have grown up in a situation where they didn't ask why. It just wasn't done. You didn't ask why. You just did it. And their parents didn't ask why. And their parents' parents didn't ask why. So not only is it awkward because they're not used to someone asking why, but they may not know the answer because they didn't ask why. So somebody needs to know the whys. We need some good Hindu teachers and communities to be able to explain things, because modern children, no matter what country they're in, are asking why much more often. It's just part of the culture. Part of Western education is you're taught to ask why. You're taught to question. You're not taught to memorize or accept things. You're taught to question things. Why do we do this? What's the reason for that? And so forth. So Gurudeva's teachings provide a lot of wonderful answers, but of course they have to be stepped down for children. They're designed for someone whose English is their first language, or they went to university in English language at least. There's lots of wonderful whys there that can be developed for children. And we're hoping to do more of that in some of our publications in the future provide some more resources for teachers based upon Gurudeva's teachings. For example, we came up with our first volume of something called Mystic Mouse, which portrays in with drawings Gurudeva's teachings. And so the drawings can be useful tools to explain to children. You know, you point out the drawing, this person is doing that and they're saying this. It can be a very useful tool to explain what the teachings mean, to answer some of the tricky whys in a very pragmatic way. So those are our thoughts for this morning. So happy everyone could be here, so happy our guests could be here. And since we're so late, we won't hand out vibhuti. We already got all our vibhuti from Gurudeva this morning. Om Namah Shivaya.